You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at this weekend is Tanya Milton, Vice President of the Savannah Tribune. Hey, Tanya.
Hi there. How are you today?
Good. Also with us is Joshua Peacock, a freelance writer and columnist for Do Savannah. Hey, Josh.
Good morning.
And this is a busy week in part because it's the start of February, which is a big month for a couple reasons.
It's a huge month for the American Heart Association. It's American Heart Month, and partnering with the St. Joseph Candler Hospital System, Women Heart Savannah is led by a team of Women Heart Champions. And there's a schedule of events that they have throughout the month that you can find inside this week's edition of the Savannah Tribune.
And, of course, February is also the start of the Black Heritage Festival.
Absolutely. We are starting out. It runs from February 1st today through the 18th. And this year's theme is celebrating the dynamics of cultures and shared experiences. Mm-hmm. And it begins on today, but tomorrow is actually going to be the opening event, which is going to be the Dayton Contemporary Dance Company. That premier evening performance will be held on tomorrow at the Johnny Mercer Theater. And the performance is free and open to the public, and admission tickets will not be required. So that's just the beginning.
Yeah, and there's lots and lots of events over the next couple of weeks. While we're talking ongoing things, Josh, there is still a chance to check out some excellent food around town.
Yeah, so Savannah Restaurant Week is going on right now through February 4th. This is a great chance to get downtown, check out. There are two dozen restaurants involved in this, some of our best and finest restaurants. So $30, you can get a three-course meal. It's a sweet deal.
And there is also a chance for some music starting on Thursday night this week.
Yeah, Thursday night is kind of a shameless plug here. my band will be playing at the Jinx at 10 p.m. along with Sheehee and Jeff Two Names. So come check that out if you like some punk music.
And of course, as we mentioned, February is just starting, and that means that tomorrow is the First Friday.
So Friday is First Friday in the Starland District, and the highlight of this is going to be Sulphur Studios Street Fair. This is a pretty cool deal. They close off 39th Street between Bull and DeSoto Avenues, and they're going to have art vendors out there, live music, live painting, and food trucks. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And then on Saturday, Tanya, some delicious food.
Yes, Saturday is going to be the Pinpoint Heritage Museum Art and Oyster Roast, where they'll have art by the renowned Jerome Meadows. And then we're going to chow down on some oysters. That's going to be an awesome event. It goes from 6 until 9 p.m. And you've got some inspirational music. Meadows is going to give us a talk on his artistic inspiration. It's going to be a great evening. The music will be by Sweet Field of Eden Baptist Church Choir. And I don't know if you've ever heard them or not.
But I have not.
It is an amazing group, and they sang a cappella.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Everything you just said sounds awesome.
Yeah, that sounds like a great evening. Great evening at Pinpoint. And I also just have to, while we're doing shameless plugs, have to throw out there that actually earlier in the day at Pinpoint on Saturday, GPB is going to be having a listening party for our upcoming series on Gullah Geechee culture in Georgia. So that's something we're excited about. And is open to the public, of course.
And it's at Pinpoint as well?
It is also at Pinpoint, yep. And then also on Saturday, shifting gears a little bit, back to downtown Savannah.
Yeah, so El Rocco is hosting some bands off the road. Indie pop kind of rock bands, should be a lot of fun. 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at El Rocco. Free show, as always, there. So check that out.
Excellent. Well, Joshua Peacock, freelance writer and columnist for Do Savannah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Emily.
And Tanya Milton, vice president of the Savannah Tribune, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.